Okay, started.
Okay, Pauline, thank you for starting the recording, and we'll call the meeting to order. First item is to do a roll call, make sure we have a quorum.
I think we're all set with that. We'll just capture who's on screen by using the participants.
Okay, next item is public comment. Not sure if there's any members of the public here. If there are, you can use the raise hand function, which is if you click on participants.
I think we're good.
But I don't see any. Okay. That brings us down to the approval of the minutes of the January 27th, 2021 meeting. Is there a motion?
So moved, Plainville.
Moved. Is there a second?
John Alcester, second.
Thank you, John. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, best we can tell, motion carries. Okay. Correspondence and handouts. We got anything? Oh, right there on the screen. Thank you.
So there's just a few things. One, the Finance and Personnel Subcommittee met in end of January, right before the Policy Board meeting, and we received the audit, and it passed, and we passed the audit with flying colors. There's the, in front of the Federal Register is the support for county equivalency for the COGS. And that is in process right now. They were taking public comments. And as mentioned, I think at the last board meeting, we did submit a letter of support. We passed a resolution a couple of years ago supporting this as well. And finally, as some of you know, March 1, the OPM secretary asked us to submit a report on the plans for PSAP consolidation and regionalization of municipal assessment, as well as the COGS priorities that we had submitted a number of years ago and where those were. And so we did submit that report last week.
Okay, so no action needed on those?
Nope, just informational.
Okay. Thank you. So that brings us to monthly reports. We have no aisle this month. Is there anyone stepping in his shoes?
I am. I think everyone has the monthly report. And a couple of things that he wanted to note was that the EDA grant has been submitted, and we will be... hearing from them in April, hopefully, theoretically. The other thing that he wanted to make note was that the federal liaison is on deck with PVPC, and we're working on an MOU right now with that. And the final thing is the governor's budget is balanced, but he noted for the transportation piece that it's predicated on some questionable revenue sources, truck wheelage charge, TCI gas tax, and things like that, that may or may not be politically feasible or may not come to fruition, let's put it that way. So those were the things that he wanted to highlight in the monthly report.
Any questions or comments on the report? I like the hopefully theoretically phrase. That applies to just about everything I do these days. any comments from anyone? Questions? Okay. Is opportunities and resources?
I don't think there's anything additional to report.
Municipal services.
Let me get there. I think everyone has received all the monthly reports with the distribution. So if there are any questions on any of the department's monthly reports.
Oh, so we can just work our way right down past number five.
Sure. If there are any questions.
Partners, was there anything on Capital Workforce? I can't remember. Something came in. I don't think so.
So Gene Goddard is on for Metro Hartford. I don't know if you had anything, Gene.
Good afternoon, everyone. Just wanted to follow up with you and let you know that we are full speed ahead into the work
that with the grant that we received from DCD to support the insurance financial services sector. This afternoon, we are holding our virtual Get Hired event, which many of you may be aware we've done for, 10, 12 years in person. This is the first time we've done it in virtually, and that's one of the great things about COVID is that you're able to go into the environment and reach out to people outside of the state of Connecticut rather than just those within the state. Because of the virtual environment, we've been able to reach out to those students that are in the top 25 insurance financial services and risk management programs around the country and the traditional black and brown universities that we have never been able to participate in this Get Hired event in the past. So we're excited about that opportunity. We also are working with two site selection firms or lead generation firms, one Hickey Global out of New York and one GSLI out of Dallas to assist us in lead generation activities. Both are moving forward in the GSLI is bringing us more manufacturing and warehouse distribution projects. We have one that we will be sending. We are looking for a site right now that we'll be reaching out to many of you on. And then Hickey Global will be leading us moving forward on the insurance financial services sector. We have two open positions within the Alliance right now that we're looking to fill. That if you know of any folks out there, I'd sure appreciate your assistance. One is the support person for the Connecticut Health Council, and one is a research position. So if you know of any folks out there that would be qualified candidates for either, please let me know. I'm excited to get somebody on board soon as possible. Lastly, events throughout the year, we have a lot of activities that we're doing on a virtual basis. Many of them are still moving forward and looking to be on the road later in the fall, starting in August. There are some in-person events that we will be traveling to support and market the region and identify companies to help grow and expand here. And then one big project that I'm sure you guys are all aware of that's happening, two things actually that are moving forward. The Rentschler Field redevelopment is moving forward. We're partnering with our colleagues over at CBRE to market that land to a potential user or developer. And then on Tuesday this week, the legislature heard a bill, bill number 6488, to support the development of a data center incentive in the state of Connecticut. That is a critical bill for us to help further build out our telecommunications and data infrastructure within the state and those industries in the health, insurance, and financial services. Management of mission critical facilities is very important, and this incentive will help us make competitive and attract some of those businesses within our state and our region. So those are some quick highlights. Any questions? I'll stand for those.
Thank you, Gene. Any questions for Gene?
Chris,
go ahead.
If I can, John Elsesser.
Go ahead, John.
Gene, on the data center, I think that's critical for the state and lucrative. I just want to make sure that you're fully aware, and you probably are, that CEN is fully available to serve those data centers.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be, a willing partner to talk of, because they're now connected to internet too.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it much more attractive. They are the connector between Boston and New York for internet too.
Yep.
So some good pricing and very fast service and a willing partner along their network.
Actually, one of my best friends from back in Minnesota runs the telecommunications data center, whatever tech system for the company that acquired Blum Shapiro.
Yeah.
So CLR group or CLA group. So they're excited. They asked me all kinds of questions about CEM because they're current internet provider. So they're excited to continue the contract with them and move forward because the great service that they've already received from Bloom. So thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any other questions for Gene? Does anyone have any questions or comments for any of the items under the monthly reports, or anyone like to comment on any particular report topic? No? Seeing none. Presentations, we have none, right, Pauline?
Correct.
Good. Okay, moving along. Action items. Well, we've got to slow down there. What do we got?
So for those of you who have been around long enough, a number of years ago, we consolidated the Central Connecticut Regional Planning Agency was broken apart, and we took in four towns, and they were all distributed different places. As part of that process, we took over their MPO while we were consolidating those towns that joined us into the CROG MPO. With that consolidation, and we also took over their hazard mitigation planning process, which was in process at the time. With that consolidation, there was some local funds that were set aside for matching for either the transportation planning or the hazard mitigation planning. And they were not used at the time, partially because with the CCMPO, the matching funds were actually intended to be used for the Plainville study. And the Plainville study went over to the CROG MPO before the matching funds could be used up. So with that, we have this money left over from the old CCRPA that we'd like to recognize the revenue and deal with it appropriately. So so the proposal is to divide it between the COGs, who took on the different towns according to population, and to restrict it for use for the originally intended purposes, which is for match purposes for transportation planning and hazard mitigation planning.
So is that a proposal at this time, Pauline, or the other COGs, are they all on board?
They're on board.
Okay.
No one's going to say no to money.
Yeah.
Bob has his hand up.
Bob's got a question. Go ahead, Bob. On you. You're muted, Bob. There you go.
It's more a comment. I've reviewed this with Pauline. We went over it, and I support it. I think it's the right thing to do. And they're not going to turn down money. If they do, we'll take it anyhow. So I'd like to make a motion to approve this request for the distribution.
So moved by Bob Lee. Is there a second?
Second.
That was Chip. Okay. Okay. We got moved and seconded. Is there further discussion on the matter? Anyone? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. That brings us to action item number two, which is resolution authorizing environmental services contract for Metro Hartford. Brownfield, oh yeah.
So this is either Tim or Lynn.
I can take it. This is Lynn Pike DeSanto. So we have we were recently awarded $300,000 grant from EPA to conduct environmental assessments on suspected brownfield sites. And the bulk of that grant will go to actually conducting the assessments, and we need to hire a licensed environmental professional to do that. So we have, over the last few months, had issued an RFP and interviewed firms and evaluated the proposals. 13 proposals were received, and a panel consisting of CROG staff and three members of our Brownfields Advisory Steering Committee, municipal partners, helped evaluate the proposals. And from that evaluation, we selected Fuss & O'Neill was the top rated firm. And so we have before you a resolution to authorize Lyle to enter into a contract with them to conduct the work over the next 2.5 years.
Thank you. Lynn, would anyone like to move the resolution for adoption?
So moved, Chris Edge, Berlin.
Thanks, Chris. Second? Anyone?
Second, Plainville.
Thank you. Okay, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have TIP amendments?
We do not have any TIP amendments this month.
Okay. Looks like next item is a resolution for amendment of CROG's fiscal 2020 and 2021 transportation planning program.
Yes, this is Rob Alois, and we have in front of you a resolution to amend our unified planning work program. This is our prior two-year work program. We're in fiscal year 2021 right now. Any major changes to our plans for federal funding, for federal transportation funding, need to be included in the UPWP. We have a recommended amendment to the UPWP, to the current one that we're in now. It's attached in the it's online and attached to this resolution in your packet. Really, the amendment deals with Task 14, the addition of Task 14, which is a TOD study, which affects the whole region, but really the main participants in it would be eight towns along the Hartford line and Fast Track line. The municipalities are New Britain, Berlin, Newington, West Hartford, Hartford, Windsor, Windsor Locks, and Enfield. This would allow us to initiate this study as soon as the if this receives your approval. This did go in front of the Transportation Committee 2 days ago, and they acted on the resolution and recommend Policy Board approval of the resolution. But I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right. Well, let's get it moved and seconded, and then we can open it for discussion if there is any. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
So moved. Who is that? I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, Chip Beckett, and second?
Chris Edge, Berlin.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, any discussion or questions regarding this? Anyone? Whew. Moving along. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Seeing none, motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Rob. What do we got next?
Next is another resolution. This is just authorizing Lyle to enter into a contract with the quality-based selected firm for a roundabout screening that the region will be performing. This is another task that is in our current UPWP, so this really just solidifies his ability to authorize to act on behalf of CROG in negotiating, executing, and amending all appropriate and necessary contractual instruments with VHB. Okay. And this did go to the Transportation Committee also, and they recommend Policy Board approval.
So move, Chip Beckett.
Yep, moved. Second, anyone?
Second, Randall Davis.
Thank you, Randall.
Chris, I have only one question.
Go ahead, Chip.
Rob, is this going to be that this consultant looks at every major intersection in the whole region and decides whether a traffic light or a stop sign or a roundabout is appropriate?
Yes, they look at every single one. It's a high-level look because there are so many. So they'll look at basically the aggregate traffic entering the roundabout to see what type of roundabout might be feasible, if it might be more appropriate than a stoplight at a certain location. But they'll also look at, because roundabouts are much more expensive than signalized intersections, the main benefit is safety. So they'll look at the safety history of all of them, and it's more of a high level screening saying where these might be most beneficial to be put and where they're possible. So it doesn't mean that, you know, obviously it doesn't mean towns have to act on that, but it'll come out with kind of a ranking of where locations where they might be most beneficial, of course, pending additional engineering and detailed study. But I think it'd be a good tool for all the towns to look at what comes out in the ranking and to dig into more detail to see if they want to pursue a project and to see if they want to pursue funding at a certain location. And it'll be a good tool for us to evaluate any candidate roundabouts that come in as projects.
So Rob, would a municipality submit a location for consideration, or is this just going to happen on its own?
No, the consultant is going to do kind of a desktop review. They're in scoping right now. There may be obviously there'll be opportunities for outreach to the region in general and opportunities for people to give input, but it's really going to be mainly a data-driven benefits type of thing where, you know, there'll be a priority ranking list for a lot of intersections that are possible candidates.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, motion was moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposition? No? Motion carries. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. Okay. Legislative update.
As it turns out, the legislature is in session today, and somewhat unusually, they have, they're doing nominations, which always, you know, they're time sensitive, so they always start with them. But they have done emergency certification on a couple of bills for today. One of them, Joe Ryder in our office sent it out when it popped this morning. It's a fairly large bill dealing with a number of issues, but primarily of concern to you folks is a change in pilot. And I will send you, because now the OLR report's out, and I'm going to send you that, which gives a little bit better explanation for it. Basically, at the end of the day, what they're doing is they're changing the proration method and how they're coming about getting to bottom line on your grants. And they're going to base it on your equalized grant list. So they're tiering municipalities, tier one, tier two, tier three, based on your grant list. As I said, I will, as soon as I'm done, get you the OLR report with more specifics on it. Again, even though they're e-certing it and it's the very beginning of session, relatively beginning of session for a long session, in some respects, it's a political move on the part of legislative leadership. So the speaker did a press conference prior to gaveling into session, pretty much saying they are, they're putting this out there. The governor's funding in the governor's budget for pilot is substantially less than what would be required for this. And the governor has some bonding for pilot in his budget as well. So this is probably, my guess is not set in stone, but a starting point for negotiations with the governor. Kind of an interesting way to start off on this type of thing, but we do have new leadership in the House. So that's where that is. Pete Smith from our office is on the call as well. I've been out of pocket most of the day, so I don't know if he has anything else to.
Well, I had a question regarding that. Sure. I looked at the article, but not the I haven't read any proposed bill, but do you know if, you know, the four Bradley Airport towns, Suffield, East Granby, Windsor, and Windsor Locks, it used to be pilot, and now after the airport authority was created, they call it, they kind of carved it out and they just call it payments representing taxes. And I'm just wondering if that's included, you know, if those payments are included, because it's kind of the same thing under a different label. I just didn't know if anyone was aware if that was one of the items that's being, you know.
No, so they did break it down to a certain extent. for certain municipalities, they have a specific articulation for hospitals, healthcare systems. They have the Port Authority listed there. Obviously, pilot includes tribal lands as well, but it doesn't look like they've made much change to that. And they have the alliance districts broken out in it. But I do not see, looking at the report, I do not see anything specifically mentioning Bradley Airport.
I didn't see that either, Kat.
Yeah, it's municipally owned airports. I can do a word search again, but I'm not seeing it, Chris.
Okay. So, yeah,
Chris, I think that what they're really trying to do is just change the tiers, you know, and they're using so the tier one moves to means a municipality with an equalized net grand list per capita of less than $100,000. So that's what they were doing. So instead of the old tiers they use, they're changing that structure.
Yeah, they're changing how it's broken down by using that different definition of the equalized net grand list. So that probably changes some. This also includes the list of towns per capita broken down.
I believe the Airport Authority pays that, not the general fund. So I think Bradley Airport's a different thing altogether.
And Matt made it, Chris, Kathy said Matt made it pretty clear that this was sort of the start of the budget negotiation. So I think it's an interesting issue. And Kathy and I have been doing this a long time, and this is new leadership with sort of taking new negotiation tactics. So it's very interesting for us.
See where it goes. Any further updates on the legislative front?
Just one more. Gene had talked about the data center. The other bill that's ESERT is a data center bill. So that's something of interest as well, it sounded like. And that's going to create it'll create tax incentives and benefits for folks who are operating in an opportunity zone, establishing a data center in an opportunity zone.
And if I may interject here, it looks like Jason has raised his hand.
Oh.
If you'd like to contribute.
Yeah, I'm going back to the first bill, and I hate to ask a question that's going to sound jaded, but if the legislature is changing the formula, who's losing?
Jay, in the text, they basically, the way the bill's crafted, it says that no one will receive less. But to your point, so is the question.
They also said we're going to get a share of the state income tax or a state sales tax.
Sales tax, yeah. Never. Have you cashed that check yet? I don't know.
I just, it seems to me that in talking with my legislators that they're being asked to move this quickly. And anytime you're asked to move something quickly without a lot of clear answers or the ability to ask questions, somebody's going to come out on the short end, unless they're making more money available, which could be too.
Well,
they're saying that is their intent, that it is to push the governor to make more funding available. And they compared what they would put into this versus what the governor currently put into his budget for it. So that's exactly, Jason, what they're saying. Where we believe you should get more money, and we want to fully fund it based on this tweaking of the formula. So they were pretty clear that this is substantial, if it stayed the same, stayed within this language, would give towns more money than the governor's current formulation. It's actually not Lamont's formulation. It's the formulation that's been in place for a while, but they're proposing changing it and finding different ways to fund it beyond the governor's bonding.
Right. Matt made it very clear that there's more revenue that they can put into this. And that was, you know, to the point that Kathy articulated before, it really is. I think it's reflective in some respects about this is a COVID session. So the opportunity for people to engage face-to-face, even at a leadership level, is different. What's clear is that this is the House and Senate joining together to put a shit on the table.
Mayor Bronin, did you have a comment? I thought I saw a hand.
Thanks. No, I think it's been addressed. I mean, just to say that I think my understanding is that there is an agreement at this point between the legislative leaders and the governor that, you know, there would be funding for the net increase in pilot funding that would hold towns harmless in this biennium. The question, as always, is what's the long-term funding stream and does it stick around? And can we count on that, you know, beyond this biennium?
Right.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments? No? Okay. That takes us, finishes legislative update. Is there other business to come before the meeting? Pauline, anything else you can think of?
No.
All right. Well, we somehow managed through without Marcia. That's pretty good. All right. And then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Second. Yep, seconded by Bob. Okay. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I suppose no one's opposed. So we are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.